delight yourself in the Lord is not only a resolution I have for myself, but I'm praying it'll become your resolution for 2015. But let's unpack that a little bit. Well, that's why I call the sermon a delightful resolution. Last week we heard Jesse Caminata, and it's great. You know, you don't get to see this all the time. There are three generations right here on the second row. Dr. and Mrs. Caminata, and then Jesse, and Kristen, and Nathan, and Hannah. I mean, we got three generations right there. That's pretty sweet. A delightful Christmas for you and for me, a delightful New Year, delightful resolution. What does that look like? Well, Jesse made mention of this last week. We had a time of thanksgiving for what God had done for us in 2014. And Jesse shared with us how he was blessed in the workplace. And you can talk to him personally after church if you'd like to know more. But he used this verse. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Are we all familiar with this one? Let's read it all together, boys and girls and dads and moms and everybody else. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. Well, what does it mean to delight? For those older boys and girls and teenagers, you know that in languages we can have words that serve as nouns and verbs. Actually, you'll find this word delight in the scriptures over 100 times, but it's basically in the Old Testament, only once or twice in the New Testament. But the word for pleasures and enjoy and desires, it all goes together here. On this whole word of delight. But a basic definition, as a noun, it means delight is something that makes you very happy, something that gives you great pleasure or satisfaction. Sometimes we like to use the word fun, you know, we get a lot of fun because we're having a lot of pleasure, a lot of satisfaction. It makes us happy. And the verb to delight is to make someone very happy or to give someone great pleasure or satisfaction. Something gives me delight, and then I can delight in something. I can give delight to something. Are there any Chelsea supporters out there? I know of one. Thank you, Jesse, for that encouragement. Okay. Well, you know I like football, right? I like sport, and my favorite sport is football, the round sort. And Chelsea is my favorite team. I have six kits. That means six jerseys for you Americans. I got six kits at home, and any given day I could put on a different shirt, okay? I've got a Chelsea mug. I got a Chelsea pin. I got a Chelsea rain jacket. I got a Chelsea beanie cap. And thankful to two brothers, they gave me a Chelsea watch this past Christmas. Am I Chelsea or what, huh? You may have something you delight in. It might be walking the hills of Lantau. It might be marathon racing. It might be cooking. It might be whatever. But there's something that you have as a hobby you probably delight. You kind of get a lot of satisfaction out of that. Many of us are family people, and the best things we like in life are pretty simple. Just being with family, doing stuff together, having good meals together. But delight in yourself in the Lord. What does that look like? Oh, Addie's got the answer. Yeah, Addie.
Looking at something like reading.
Looking at something like reading, and maybe what would we read if we're delighting in the Lord?
Read the Bible.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great one. So read the Bible. That's what, and you know, come to church. You guys did that? I hope you didn't come here. You don't just delight in people, but you delight in this worship of the living God, delighting in the Lord. Thank you, Addie. That's getting us rolling. We're going to come back to that. Delight in what the Lord delights in. Bonnie is so gracious, she'll watch football games with me. And she's even got to the point now she really likes watching certain teams play, and they're not Chelsea. But we enjoy delighting in what the other person likes to do. I know Bonnie likes to walk and hike, particularly this time of year. It's grand, isn't it? I hope you guys can get some hikes in. It's perfect weather now. but to go for walks with Bonnie. I know she delights in it. So I delight in what the Lord delights in, and how will I ever know what the Lord delights in? And that's where Addie has hit the nail on the head, is that I delight to do your will, oh my God, your law, your words, the scriptures are in my heart. Now, if you look up the word delight, and you can do a simple word study on it through various programs, BibleGateway.com is one that's open to all of you. But if you have an electronic Bible, just search the word delight, and you'll come up with some of these conclusions that I have. I'm not going to take you to each scripture, but let's look at them. The Lord does not delight in a few things. First of all, we got to get this clear. If you got to not like what he doesn't like. And what he doesn't like is counting and depending on assets. And what that's looking at is in 2 Samuel 24, when David starts to count his soldiers and Joab, his general, comes up and says, David, why are you delighting to do this? Don't do this. You know the Lord will multiply your soldiers 300,000 times. Why do you have to do this? What are you doing? And you and I can start to be not just good stewards, not just good managers of our finances, but then we begin to put our faith and our trust in perhaps our financial resources, perhaps in our talents, our network, and not in God himself. Job is a good example of scriptures of how he had everything and then he lost everything and then God restored him. But his hope, his strength, was not in counting his resources. So be aware of that, Mom and Dad. We can get onto that and counting and depending on our assets. Hurting others. The Lord does not take any pleasure or any delight in people hurting one another, whether it's with words, talking about people, gossiping, saying bad, cruel, disrespectful things. God doesn't like us to hurt others. And particularly, he doesn't like us to go around and hit our brothers or sisters. He likes us not to do that. Okay. Doing evil and calling it good. I won't go into this, but I'll let the moms and dads think about some of the evil that goes on today and people are calling it good. He detests that. He does not delight in those things. Deceptive business practices kind of goes along with that one. By this is unjust measures and scales. God doesn't like people who do dirty business. I think many of us enjoy Apple products, and now Apple's being accused of not, you know, stealing our memory from our smartphones, right? And look, some of us have to delete things, and it's false advertising. I buy this phone, I get so much memory space, but no, then I do an upgrade, then I lose so much memory space. So what is deceptive and what is truth? And so you and I, those of you who are involved in business in the world, make sure you're asking a fair price for your services. And how do you determine true market value? That's a question between you and the Lord. But whether we're selling financial products or whether we're selling actually something made by a machine, a tangible product you can put your fingers on and look at and use, we have to make sure that we're not deceiving our customers. Bonnie and I have a big complaint as you go and you buy a box of biscuits or cookies, and then you open it up, and then what do you see? It's most of it's packaging, right? I mean, where did all the cookies go? Oh, okay. Your grandson got a hold of them. those candy canes. Oh my. Religiosity. The Lord takes no delight in the sacrifices of bulls and sheep and solemn gatherings. He's not looking for people who do these things, religious stuff. God wants people who relate to him personally, who love him, who enjoy him, not people who are good at doing religious stuff. And that was what he say over and over again. He doesn't desire sacrifices. Yes, there was a sacrificial system he put up, but if you just depend upon doing this, no, I do this looking forward to God to save me, to cleanse me. And of course, we know the full answer as we celebrate the Lord's table today. Okay, what does the Lord delight in? Now, this is what we got to walk away with. And the Word of God, again, as Addie alluded, this will tell us this is what He delights in. In doing good for His people. God, this is a crazy world. I mean, look, I mean, airplanes are crashing. People are crushing each other. People are beheading people. People are shooting people with guns. This is a crazy world. Are you doing good for His people? Yes, He is. In the midst of all this suffering, He's doing good. I know He's using people from this congregation to bring healing. He's using Christians to bring healing in all different avenues of people who are hurting very deeply, who are mourning loss of life. To be there beside them, doing good for His people, yes, but doing good using you and I to do good. So if the Lord delights in doing good for you and me, we should delight in doing good for others. But the greatest thing, and as Tom was praying, that God has done, His goodness is what? He who knew no sin becoming sin so that you and I can become the righteousness of God. So that you and I who are not naturally friends of God through faith in the perfect obedient life of Christ and His sacrificial death, making it possible for you and I to be holy and pure and clean and relate to God. This is the goodness He wants you and I to enjoy. Now, it can get tough for us, just like it got tough for Christ and end up being killed and crucified. But we're assured of life eternal in Christ and of peace even in the process of suffering. So suffering is not eliminated, but God continues to do good for us, for His people. I know several of you have had some very severe illnesses, back pain in particular, and that really hurts, guys. If you've ever been there, you know what we're talking about. But God is still there for them, doing good for them, and some touching them with healing, even this holiday season. The welfare of His servant. The Lord delights in the welfare of His servant. And that's where I bring Jesse's testimony into last week. You know, He cares about your welfare and your work. He wants you to enjoy Him in the workplace. He wants you to have monies to buy homes. He wants you to have monies to buy clothing and food and to have monies to give and to be generous to others. He is concerned about your welfare. The welfare of His servant. And that's where it comes in for you and I, the application. If the Lord delights in the welfare of His servant, I got to ask, am I His servant? Am I managing, do I count this is my money and that's His money? Or do I say, these are Your resources, Lord, You've given me to manage, now we'll manage them. These are the talents You've given me, the skill sets, by vocation, calling. You've given me all these things, now help me to be Your good servant. And I'll use this for the welfare of Your people and for others. Basically, when you talk about ministries within the church, whether it's the music team, our worship teams, whether it's serving as elders or setup crew or tea time people, welcome greeters, the kids ministries, the teens ministries, all of this is doing what? You care about the welfare of God's servants. When you give monies to help the poor, to do mission projects. You care about servants. So the Lord delights in us doing those kind of things. And those who obey Him. To obey is better than sacrifice. I don't want your money. I want your life. If you can't come to me giving me your all, don't bother to come at all. That was Keith Green's song of old. And those who obey Him. To obey is better than sacrifice. In truth. The Lord delights in truth. That's why I love that song. I started crying a little bit. Come as you are. Take off the mask. Come as you are before the Holy God. He's not looking for you to check all the boxes. He says, come as you are in truth, and I will receive you, I will love you, and I will cleanse you, and I will enable you to live more and more like a child, like a son and daughter of the living God. The delightful promise. Don't forget it. Now this verse isn't say if you do these things then you get the desires of your heart, or how to get the desires of your heart, delight in God. That's not what it's saying. But when you delight in the Lord, you will find the desires of your heart will be granted to you. And also, as you're delighting in the Lord and you're hiding His word in your heart, you really delight in the word of God. You delight in His testimonies, His commandments, His law, as Psalm 119, it's a one long psalm about delighting in the Word of God. When you delight yourself in the Lord and His Word, your desires are going to get a little bit cleaned up. So whether it's for pleasure, possessions, or reputation, God will clean those desires up. Okay. What's in your heart? My heart's desire for you and for me is that we will delight in the Lord's loving forgiveness throughout 2015. We won't let go of that. I mean, he delights in our... He's been so good to us. He forgives us of our sins. How can I not help but forgive other people? Some of those people are in this room. How can I hold a grudge? I need to forgive. Loving forgiveness throughout 2015. My heart's desire for you and for me is that we would delight in the Lord's loving forgiveness. The next couple of verses come from Isaiah. And I've tweaked it a little bit. It's my desire that we will seek the Lord while He may be found, and that we will call upon Him while He is near. We will forsake our wicked ways and unrighteous thoughts and return to our Lord, that He may have compassion on us, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For the Lord declares, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Will you join me and resolve to delight in the Lord in 2015? Now, it's all right to keep those other resolutions. You want to lose weight and everything else. I do too. Okay. But your heart, if it's like mine, you have a trouble to delight in the Lord. But can we not together resolve? So if you will join me and resolve to delight in the Lord in 2015, I'd like to invite you to stand with me, and then I'll close in prayer. Does anybody else want to delight in the Lord 2015? Don't if you sit down, that doesn't mean you don't love the Lord, but you really see this is what it's all about. It's our heart. Okay. Let's pray together, and then we'll continue our worship around the Lord's table. Father God, the host of heaven and the angels all know that the rivers of pleasure flow from your throne and from you. You have not withheld good things to us. You have given us family and friends and work and health. And when we miss those or ripped out of our lives through tragedy or whatever reason, you're still there to comfort us. You are the God of love and true delight. Father, it's our prayer that we will delight in you in 2015, that you won't be secondary, but you will be first and primary in our marriages, in our parenting, in our workplace, in our relating to all kinds of people wherever we go. I pray this for those standing and for myself and for many, many more in DB and our friends throughout the world, that they will come to know you and they too will say, yes, my desire is to delight in the Lord. Father, as we stand here, there's some people who are delighting in you and waiting on you, and their desires are fairly simple. Some are looking for healing. Some are looking for work, employment. Some are looking for a touch of peace in the home. Some are looking for a friend or a relative to be healed, saved, to come to know you. Surprise them in 2015 again with your greatness, your goodness, of how you care for them, the welfare of your servant, how you enjoy to do good for your people collectively, DBICC. Forgive me and forgive my friends, Lord, for you know too often we have not delighted in you. Yes, you've given us all things to richly enjoy, and yet sometimes we get out of whack, Lord, and pleasure in itself and possessions and reputation become these idols, and that's not right. Forgive me and forgive my friends. And also help us to forgive others that we see who are clearly not delighting in you. And some of them could be our close Christian friends. Some of them could be our own family members. So Holy Spirit, fill me, fill my friends, that we will not only ask for forgiveness, come to you as we are, but also extend forgiveness. And so keep us from the evil of not delighting in you this year, Lord. And may you receive the power and the glory. In Christ's name, amen.